Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Recent weeks have brought pain and suffering to both investors and their portfolios. By how much depends on what time frame one looks at and what indexes. It's safe to say the latest statements from your advisor or brokerage firm for most investors may have been pretty ugly. The whole mess started around February month end and continued almost without respite for two solid weeks. We had a little bit of encouragement last Friday the 14th, but we have to see whether that holds or if back down we go. Continuing inflation expectations along with new tariffs and the threats of more have dampened investor enthusiasm. Many investors may have seen their balances fall more than they have in a long time. To put it mildly, the sell-off has been relentless. There were very few bright spots, but there were a few. Gold held its own and is pressing up against new highs, but Bitcoin didn't fare so well. Even bonds got hit, which makes this recent sell-off a bit rarer than most, whereas the run-of-the-mill stock correction usually leads to bonds rising in price. When the bloodletting bleeds over to the bond market and bonds fall in concert with stock, it means it's getting more serious. When market routes cause you to wring your hands and furrow your brow as you see balances drop, remember that markets never go up in a straight line. It's more like a stair-step pattern with an occasional steep drop here and there. The question becomes, will it stop or will it go down forever? Although going down forever in reality seems a pretty foolish prognostication, the mind wanders when you see your hard-earned money evaporate. You're thinking, wow, maybe it could go down forever. The evening news anchor and your financial advisor will offer up a calming voice and reminders that markets always come back, but that can be little comfort as money evaporates day after day. Advisors are not allowed to say what markets will do, nor offer any guarantees of any sort outside of FDIC-insured products. But even FDIC-insured products like bank accounts and CDs are guaranteed by the federal government and not the advisor. Advisors offering any guarantees on market direction may be in violation of regulations that prohibit such statements. But in a weird way, there seems to be an exception to that rule. In my half century or so of being in the business, and yeah, it's been that long, I have probably heard thousands of statements by licensed professionals everywhere that the markets always come back. Regardless of the exact words used, the inference, or should I say the insistence, is that markets will always continue to rise and surpass previous highs given enough time. Although the regulations are clear that offering any guarantee or even stating the markets always do something, there seems to be an exception when they say the market always comes back and they're allowed to do that. Simply put, the idea that the market always comes back and stating that draws no ire from the authorities that regulate such licensed professionals. I think the idea and the permissions to say such a thing come from the historical fact that if one looks back at the history of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and indeed all other stock markets like the NASDAQ, the S&P, and the Russell, and all the other exchanges, they are indeed higher than they were at inception, no matter what inception date that may be. It's an historical fact that the markets have always come back, but have come back does not technically allow us to say will come back. Remember, past performance is no guarantee of future results. Sure, I am splitting hairs here, but it's odd how licensed professionals and even the news outlets are allowed such a thing as markets always come back. And that's obviously an implied guarantee and prognostication that is in direct violation of any regulation that prohibits such guaranteed statements. That said, in using the reasonable man theory, which means let's be reasonable here, Mark, historically the markets, at least our stock markets, have always come back and gone higher over time. What is also important, however, is how long it might take to do that. Consider that most markets did not recover fully from the 1929 stock market crash for close to a decade, and it took 15 long years for the NASDAQ to recover from the dot-com 2001 crash. I know they say hold for the long term, but I really don't know how much long I have left in my term. In conclusion, we never really know what lies ahead in the stock market. No one does. The market could recover tomorrow, next year, in 10 years, or even never recover. I mean, it is possible. Anything is possible, right? That said, it's best to plan for all possibilities and never rule anything out. But the way I see it, the markets will eventually get it together and start to rise again. How long that takes, however, is another thing altogether. that does it for today's Money Matters. Remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor the opinion of any bank, registered investment advisor, or investment firm, nor this media outlet as staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Finberg.
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly was in the right.
Definitely, like, you know, it was cruising for bruising.